Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science. I want to talk to you about Deval Patrick. He's coming to WAMC, to the Colonial Theater, and he's a man I incredibly admire. Now, Patrick has said he wouldn't resign to be Obama's attorney general and promised his wife, he says, he'd go back to the private sector. He said all of that to me, too. What do you make of it?
He seems fairly certain that that's his path, but in politics you can never say never. He has also been talked about as a potential candidate for the presidency in 2016, and when reporters broached that subject with him last year, he said, I don't anticipate running in 2016. I'm headed to the private sector, but down the road, if I can be of service, and he's a young man. He's only 56. He's got plenty of time.
Not only that, but while the presidency is really a sort of interesting concept, you got Hillary out there, you got Joe Biden out there, but both of them are going to need vice presidential candidates.
And That's certainly true.
And I recently wrote he might be the right guy.
And I would not be surprised to see his name on short lists come 2016. That's true.
How popular is he in Massachusetts?
From what we know, not just from our polling, but from other polls in the state, he's still above water in terms of his popularity, upwards of more than 50% job approval. He is wading into a real policy thicket in this budget cycle, though, and that's something to watch. He's made a very bold proposal to raise the state's income tax from 5.25% to 6.25% while dropping the sales tax from 6.25% to 4.5%. And it's expected that, plus closing loopholes and getting rid of some deductions, would raise another $1.9 billion for education and transportation. And it would make the tax structure more progressive because, as we know, lower-income people pay more out of their income for sales tax than they would for income tax, for sure. So getting sales tax relief for them would be a progressive move. And this would shift more of the tax burden to high-income earners. And it runs absolutely counter to the trend we're seeing from Republican governors around the country who are talking not just about cutting income tax, but eliminating it as a way of spurring the economy. So it's a bold move. It's a move by someone who doesn't have to run for re-election. And the legislature, including some of his allies, are fairly cool to the idea right now. They don't like the idea of having to raise the income tax a year before another election cycle.
So you know Massachusetts politics very well, Tim Versalotti. What's the chances that he could make this thing go?
Well, he's putting a full-court press on. Just in the past few days, his administration has developed a map divided by legislative district to show where the money would go. And so lawmakers and their constituents can see how districts would benefit with this set of tax changes. Even so, one of the reactions that has been heard is that folks have seen, legislators who have seen the maps have said, well, why isn't my district getting more? So it's going to be a steep hill for him to climb. And this may be simply the opening negotiating position for him, but it's a fascinating policy drama that's unfolding in a way that you just don't see in other parts of the country.
Are the people who are most likely to benefit, as you say, the progressive people who are most likely to benefit from a lowering of the sales tax, would they appreciate it? Because it's always been my experience dealing with folks who ought to be saying thank you for some policy, you know, proposal that they don't even know what they're getting. You as a pollster, what do you think?
Well, I think that's true in part with the sales tax because you make your purchases, you get your receipts, you come home, you crumple the receipt and throw it in the trash. Changes in the income tax rate you see in your paycheck. You see in the statement that comes with your paycheck, and you see that go up or down. So you see real changes there, whereas changes in the sales tax you don't necessarily see unless it's a big ticket item. And the very nature of those items, those are things people don't buy very often.
Let's talk about who might replace Patrick, because, you know, obviously he's got a lieutenant governor, Murray. What's the chances that you'll see him running? Because we also see ex-Senator Scott Brown being mentioned quite frequently for running for governor.
Yeah, the speculation has begun in earnest, and some of the would-be candidates are already taking themselves out of the running. The lieutenant governor, Tim Murray of Worcester, recently said he would not run for governor, that he has young children and he wants to spend more time with his family. Murray has been a faithful ally to Patrick, but he's brought some unwelcome attention as well. In the fall of 2011, everyone may remember that early snowstorm around Halloween that caused so much damage in the Northeast. One of the mornings after, Tim Murray got up very early and went for a drive in his state-issued car, he said, to inspect damage, and flipped the car, got into a terrific accident. Was not hurt. The car, however, being a state-issued vehicle, had a black box of sorts that recorded things like the timing of brake pressure, the speed at which the car was going at the time of the crash, and it was over 100 miles an hour. And the details surrounding that incident have never been made fully known. And so while there may have been a very logical reason for what happened there, it was clearly going to be one of those issues that was going to dog Murray if he was going to run for office again. So that created an opening for the state treasurer, Steve Grossman, who in the past few days gave a talk where he said, these would be my guiding principles as governor, making it very probable that he would be seeking the Democratic nomination. And so he's put his chits out there. And the only other folks who are talking about running at this point are people who are not exactly household names. There's a former health care administrator from the Obama administration, Dr. Donald Berwick, and a selectman from Wellesley, a surgeon by the name of Joseph Avalone. That's the Democratic field so far.
Well, if Scott Brown runs against Grossman, I presume, even in blue state Massachusetts, where Democrats can lose. Then this would be a tough race for Grossman.
It would, and Massachusetts has had a history of electing moderate Republicans to the governor's office, by and large because the issues that voters confront in statewide races do not have the cultural baggage that we see at the national level, debates about abortion, right, debates about gay marriage. And so moderate Republicans can escape some of the pull that those social issues exert on them if they're seeking federal office. When they're running for state office, it's a different story. If Brown were to run, though, he would likely face Charlie Baker, a former cabinet member for two Republican governors who was the Republican nominee in 2010. And you may recall, we had a three-way race back then. It was Charlie Baker, it was Tim Cahill, then the state treasurer running as an independent, and Deval Patrick. And it's widely assumed that had Cahill stayed out, Baker would have had a fighting chance. Patrick may have still squeaked it out, but the race would have been a lot closer. Baker's a formidable candidate, seasoned with a statewide campaign under his belt. Brown would have to get past Baker before he could take on the Democrat in the general election.
Okay, here's my prediction. It's going to be Grossman versus Brown. And right now, I would say Brown wins. That may change, but for what it's worth, which ain't much, that's my prediction, and I'm staying with it. Our wonderful guest is Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll, professor of political science, and a man I admire very much. Thanks for being with us, Tim. We come back.
It's my pleasure.
And when I come back the next time, I want to talk to you about how Elizabeth Warren is doing.
Okay.